Over the years, we've had people with all sorts of interesting professions call in for a second date update.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we've had a few former pro athletes, a movie stuntman.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And one time, we got a junior level auditor at an accounting firm.
Ooh.
I mean, that was interesting to me.
Was it? Most, like big numbers?
Well, most because my parents do all my taxes, so I don't know anything about that stuff. It's fascinating.
Wow.
But today's phone call is pretty special because we have someone on the line who says they have one of our jobs, and that's a professional stand-up comedian, just like Jose Bolaños.
Cool. Do I know? Well, there's a lot
God.
Of us out there.
Okay,
I don't know.
Going to out-joke each other?
Oh, my God. No. It's Kevin Hart?
No. His name is Harold, so please welcome to the stage, Harold.
Yeah, Harold.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey, see how natural he is?
Okay, is that a fake accent? Is that part of your shtick, Harold?
Fake. Ain't nothing fake about me, dear, but my fingernails I got on.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Can we light
up? No, I like this guy.
Oh, no. All right.
Harold.
This guy's going to take my job.
Okay. Thanks for being with us, man. So before we get into your date, first tell us about the girl that you met. What's her name?
Oh, her name is Ashley.
Okay. Ashley, okay.
How'd you meet her?
I met her through this date app, but, you know, that's a whole nother chick caboodle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You never know how boring you are until you start filling out that darn thing, I tell you.
Seriously. Well,
I feel like this is a setup. The whole thing for his next joke.
Yeah.
I mean, but I agree with you.
I'm telling you, though, but you know what? As I was filling it out, I kid you not, I realized, hey, wait a minute. There's millions, I'm talking billions of people out here who's not dating me. What the heck is their problem?
Yeah. I feel you, man. I feel that way all the time. I'm like, how come I only have 2,000 people dating me? Yeah. Where are my millions?
Exactly.
So did she hit you up? Is she the one that reached out to you on the profile?
Well, yeah, I feel that. I just want to meet somebody nice and get into a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
A serious relationship to me is like freaking a marathon. It's all stupid.
Oh, huh?
Okay.
I thought you wanted to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying I wouldn't mind being in one, but for the most part, you got to go through all this foolishness.
Okay.
Can we just focus maybe a little bit?
Now, yeah. I'm really enjoying your perspective on life, Harold.
I am too.
Can we get to your date with Ashley?
Yeah, but I just figured you want to know how I came about doing all of this.
No.
That's
well,
all.
Okay, yeah. We get the idea. You met her online. So
you could have said that. Yeah.
What exactly did you do with her?
I mean, we went out to go eat to this restaurant.
Okay. Harold, how was the conversation between you and Ashley? Because if it's like this one, I may know why she's not calling you back.
It was a 10-hour date.
I tell you, I'm going to make her smile and laugh throughout this whole evening.
Okay.
Are you saying that you ran a comedy bit on her?
Yeah.
Well, not really a comedy bit. I just told her a few things that I believed in. Like, for instance, I told her, I said, you know what, Ashley? She said, what, Harold? Oh. I said, you know, you're like a jellyfish.
What?
A jellyfish.
Yeah, a jellyfish. And I said, your body's rudimentary, and I'm scared to get near it.
What?
That was a good one.
That is what they call a Haroldism.
Oh. Okay.
So you're all scared to get close to your body? This is where, did she laugh?
She chuckled after all, get out. And then I followed it up with, I said, you know what, Ashley?
Oh, no.
She said, oh, what, Harold? You know, relationships are the darnest thing. They're 90% of trying to figure out where we're going to go eat at.
So, I'm good on the Haroldism over here.
I do appreciate, though, you reenacting Ashley answering your questions, because I really feel like I'm there. Can we get back just to the date again?
Yeah.
How do you think your chemistry was? Did you feel a connection there?
I did. I mean, I was getting ready to walk her up to her door after we concluded a nice little dinner and walk around the lake. But I was telling her what I thought about doing. I'm sort of glad I didn't. And she was like, well, what's that? I told her, I said, I was going to wear a parachute tonight to our date.
A parachute?
Hold on, just play along.
Okay.
Why are you wearing a parachute?
Can you just hear me out?
I'm trying.
I don't know why I was going to wear it, but I figured it was going to start up a conversation.
Wait a minute. You didn't have a punchline?
There's no joke. Harold. Harold, you asked her. Wait, hold on.
Where's the improv?
Threw her curveball on that one.
Improv.
You, comedian, you told her you were going to wear a parachute, and when she asked why, you didn't have an answer.
Right. I showed it to her in my trunk. I said, if I got here and I didn't feel my mojo and I didn't feel like myself, I was going to strap on this here parachute and walk in this here restaurant.
Wait, there was actually a parachute there?
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's what he said. He said he had an actual parachute in the back of his trunk.
Follow along, brother.
I thought it was a figurative parachute.
No, he has a parachute in
you
the
never
trunk.
Know when a good parachute joke is going to come up, so you're going to need
no,
the props
but
right.
Think about it. Somebody was going to have to ask me. She was going to have to say, now, Harold, why are you wearing this here parachute?
Okay. But she didn't say that.
Well, I didn't wear it, but I'm telling you, I felt good about myself and I had my mojo.
Okay.
It was an emergency. Right.
Well, I feel like I've gotten a pretty good idea. It sounds like you guys had a lot of chemistry.
I think we know.
Is that what you got out of this?
Sounds
Jeffrey,
like
that's
it.
What you got out of this.
Maybe let's fast forward to the end of the date.
Yeah.
How did the night end with you and Ashley?
I thought he was walking her to the door.
Well,
with
I'd like to get to the very finish. What's the last thing that happened?
Was there a kiss? Was there a hug?
I tell you what, now, and I'll be very forthright with you.
Okay.
For the first
time.
When I went there, I went in for that there little kiss, and I was ready to embrace this. You know, like how they show on television, just a long, drawn-out thing.
Yeah, romantic.
While you were wearing a parachute.
No, bro, don't bring it up.
Mighty short.
Okay.
My God, it nothing happened. I mean, heck. But I tell you, I mean, I said, thank you, ma'am, and I walked about 4 feet, and I turned around, and I said, you know, if you want, you can call me CB.
What?
CB.
CB. I say, yes, it stands for coffee bean. And then she says, coffee bean? And I walked another 2 steps to my car, and I turned around, and I did a thrust. I said, yes, because I grind so fine.
You didn't
know you said. There we go.
I told her, just like Maxwell House, I'm good to the last drop.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
No drops.
Well.
Oh, God.
Harold,
man.
That sounds like a pretty great time. So,
one of you. Jeffrey.
In your mind, when you look back on the date.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
You don't think I should ask if there's any moment that could have gone wrong?
No,
okay.
No.
Well,
we'll be back.
All right.
We'll be back.
Okay, let's play a song.
Thank you.
And we'll come back, and then we'll try and get you your second date update. All right, CB?
We'll try.
Good, because I got a whole plethora of assortment to tell you guys about.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a short intermission. We'll be back with more of Harold right after this.